I think many times we just complicate things. It's just Jesus. It's only Jesus. Sometimes we complicate it. We got to add so much to that, and it gets so heavy, and it gets so weighty, and it gets so much, and we just come back to this place to say, Jesus, I really just need you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Jesus, I need you. I can't look to my circumstance, my outside, my surface level. I need to make sure my soul is good. And it's just Jesus. And we come to a place today to say, man, what have you made it? Have you made it more than just Jesus? We come to a place, honestly, this morning to be in his presence. Say, Jesus, I need you. I need you. Jesus, I need you. I don't need this, 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 and this, and this. Jesus, all I need is you. I need you. I need your presence. In your presence, there's joy. In your presence, there's rest. In your presence, there's peace. In your presence, there's direction. In your presence, there's guidance. Jesus, I need you. Man, I want to do something. I want to do this. If we can just stay in this moment, please, and just quietly, everyone, just kind of have a seat. I want to do something here in this moment. It's just like I just have a sense, and it's because of this week, honestly. I just need to be real with you, man. I've had a very difficult week. As a pastor, man, you carry a load, and when you really have brothers and sisters that you love deeply in Christ, and they're a part of your community, man. We're just a small dot of the big church, but we're a sliver, and we have the most amazing people on the planet as our little sliver, and you come to love people. And it's been a difficult week because there's been a lot of heaviness in people's lives. Our dear friends, you know, you come to a place to find out, okay, I'm getting tested, and the test came back. The test came back where it's cancer, and we're going to have to deal with this. Another set of dear friends have, the wife is almost been in a bed for over 30 days, and they don't have answers. And then this week you're driving the second set of people, driving to get testing to see if it possibly could be cancer. And then you get this sense of people that you love dearly they're just taking a hit. And I feel that even in this morning, in our sense of worship in both services, there's just such a powerful presence and great moments in worship. They say, God, I want to come into your presence. I want to come to your courts with thanksgiving. I want to enter your gates with praise. I want to come into your presence. The veil was torn in two, so I have full access now to your presence. Nothing is in the way. I need your presence. I need you, Jesus. And even in the sense of our singing, where we're crying out to the Lord of what it means to take courage, because I'm in the waiting. I'll wait, but in my waiting, I'll trust. In my waiting, I'll have this expectation. The word wait, it means to expect. It means to trust. It doesn't mean we wait on the couch with our remote. It means my soul is actively expecting. My soul is building this trust and this faith as I wait. And And in that waiting, I'll take courage. In that waiting, I will not be afraid. In that waiting, I'll stand my ground. I will be steadfast and immovable. I will always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that my work in Him is not in vain. Man, I will be immovable. I will be steadfast in my soul. I know what I'm doing in Him is not empty. It's not a waste of time. He knows exactly where I'm at. And in my season, I won't quit. If I'm knocked down, I know I'll get up again. And it's just been kind of one of those weeks. I mean, I reach out to just people that just truly surround me and care for me. And when people just truly begin to pray for you on purpose, that there's a purpose behind their prayer. There is power in that prayer. Man, it just, there is a strength that comes. There is something that takes place to know God hears us when we pray for one another. And this week we just went into battle and we're just praying, honestly, over results. And we're praying over cancer. We're praying over the unknown. We're praying over finances. Even walking in today, we're praying over marriages and people who are struggling. We had someone in the church, we had a work party, and they picked a dude up off the streets. Just sitting on the street, just bawling his eyes out, a grown man. And we have some of this church who has such a love for people. He stops, turns around, and brings them to church. And then we spend some time with him, and then we get this email from his mom. And you have no idea how many times he tried to take his life. You have no idea what he was about to do. And this is, watch this. This is a mom who has prayed so desperately for her son. And we just have a dude in the church just driving by going, well, that doesn't look right. Whoop, you turn. Hey, dude, I'm going to church. You want to come? We've got coffee. We've got donuts, and we're going to pray for you. And then today, I just got to take up some time. Today we had a lady in the church find this homeless woman just walking and crying, and she brings her to church today. That woman found me after church. I said, you have no idea. I don't know what would have happened without today. Listen, what happens, church, when you get into His presence? What happens, church, when you just want to love people? That can be dangerous because at times it hurts. You pray for marriages that are falling. You pray for people who are struggling. And you carry that weight. And then we begin to sing about new wine. And just, man, when you know anything about the crushing of the grapes, you don't get any juice unless the grape is crushed. I just equate that sometimes, even this week, man, there's times that we've got to go through it. And there's times that we're just going to take the hits. And there's times that we're going to feel like there's just so much pressure and I'm just getting crushed. But in that, I believe that there's got to be something new when you come to that place of being crushed. New wine flows, and in that new wine, there is power. We're in this series, The Surpassing Greatness of His Power, that you may know, that you may know. Isn't it amazing that we're in the midst of this series about knowing the surpassing greatness of His power that is towards us who believe? Now, all of a sudden, it feels like we're just getting crushed on all sides. Isn't that amazing? But this is what I want to do, please, because I do want to pray for you. And I don't think it's just, honestly, I don't think for a moment it's just a few people that we dearly love. I think it's many people, even this week or this month, or you've been just taking a season, and you feel like, man, I'm just in it, man. I just need someone to pray for me. That's all I'm asking. We did this in the first service, and it was an amazing, beautiful response. This is all I want you to do. If you're in this place and you're like, man, it's been a week. I'm in it, man. It's a marriage thing. It's a financial thing. It's a health thing. It's a sickness, man. It's a report that I've got. It's my child. It's my son. It's my daughter. Man, that they would. I mean, I imagine the heart of this mom who writes this long email saying, he's my son. It's a parent longing for their kids to come in this place of right direction in the Lord. Coming home. Coming home. Man, if you're in this, man, I just want to pray a blessing over you. Please, 1, 2, 3, man, just stand to your feet, please. Just if you're in this place and you're like, man, I'm struggling. I just need prayer. Come on, please, please. Don't hesitate, man. Just stand up. Okay, look. You're in this place and you're standing. But no one stands alone in this place, right? I want you to make a mark. Like, okay, I make my stand. You're praying for me. I need this. The Bible says to be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. To know. It's not in vain, man. It's not empty. And man, I've just been just going over scripture, trying to encourage myself in the word. Exodus 14:14. It's just simple. It is the Lord who fights for you. You need only to be still. I love that. God, what does it look like that you fight for me? That you strengthen me? That I can't do this in a power of my own. God, I need to walk in your strength. Deuteronomy 3:22. Listen, it is the Lord. Do not be afraid of them, for it is the Lord who fights for you. If it's pressure from other people, do not be afraid of them, for it is the Lord who fights for you. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me will prosper. I love that. And that's talking about the tongue. People coming against you. For if they come against you and condemn you in judgment, the Lord himself will condemn them. Like, I love this. No weapon formed against me will prosper. The Lord will give charge over his angels concerning you, and they will guard you, and they will lift up your hand. Like, what does it look like when you burnt a bank, my soul, with the very word of God that has life and power? No, I will be strong. No, I will not quit. If I fall, I get back up. No, my marriage will work. No, the sickness, man, if it's bad on the outside, I got to be sure that I'm good on the inside. Man, I got to make sure that my soul is prepared for a fight. That my soul is strong. Because if your soul is sick, we're in trouble. What happens when your soul is strong? And I want to do this because I don't want you to think for a moment. There's so many people standing. You've just had a week, or you're in a season. And I love you. And I don't know what it is, but I hurt. But don't stand alone. If the rest of us could stand with our brothers and sisters, please. To say you don't stand alone. Not here. Not ever. You don't stand alone. Come on, we're with you. As a church, we're with you. We're in a sing together. Lord, I just pray. God, you would bless us and keep us. God, you keep us. God, that your face would shine upon us. That God, you would show great favor to these people. God, your grace would be towards us. God, your grace is enough wherever I'm at, whatever season I'm in, whatever the struggle is. God, your grace is enough. Jesus, you're enough. I need you, Jesus. I need your presence. And God, that there would be a peace that would come. God, there would be a peace that would come, that our soul would be a place of rest, that our soul would be at a place of stillness, that our soul would be at a place of peace, God, if my soul's okay, I can handle the outside stuff. I can handle the surface stuff. God, I pray in this moment that our souls would be strengthened. God, we would fight. We will stand strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. I love that, Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord in the strength of His might. We can't do it in our own strength. Come on, the surpassing greatness of His power that is towards us who believe, according to the working of His strength and His might. Come on. Hallelujah. We come to this place to be strengthened and encouraged and built in Him and not in us. Come on, church. We walk in this place to know who He is, to honor Him and to glorify Him and to stand our ground in Him. Say, God, I can't do it alone. I can't do it on myself. God, I need You. Jesus, I need You. Jesus, You are my hope. Come on, hallelujah. And in this place, Lord, I'm asking that You would move in such a real way in our lives, in such a real way, God, that we know that, God, there is something taking place in our souls, that we are being strengthened. We are being strengthened. We are being strengthened, that my soul knows very well. Jesus, thank You. Jesus, I need You. Jesus, I need You. It's not complicated. I'm not going to complicate it. I need You. Jesus, I need You. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Come on, amen. Amen, church. Give Him praise. Amen. Come on. Amen. You may have a seat. Oh, my goodness. Woo. Come on, come on, come on. Lord, bless the word. That's so good, church. It's so good. Oh, my goodness. We are so blessed. Come on, welcome to BC. If you're new to BC, we're pumped that you're with us. Church, don't miss Seek tonight. It's going to be powerful. I'm telling you, man, I think Seek is going to be so powerful tonight. Don't miss it tonight, please. I know it's football, but I know that my God is the priority, right? And He will bless us this month. Oh, man, come on, here we go. Could you turn to Exodus 15, please? I want to try to finish this. We will finish this. We're rolling. That's worth attending right there. Come on, that's so good. God has been so good to us, church. We're in such a zone in the beginning of 2020, man. We're in such a place as a church, man. And I just we're finishing up this sense of what it means in the surpassing greatness of His power that's towards us. And man, what happens when you are divinely aware of that power and you begin to walk in a strength that isn't your own, and you know that strength within your soul, and you say, I'm going to be okay. Yeah, but look at, no, man, I'm good on the inside. My God fights for me. I have a God who is all powerful and He fights for me. I mean, what are your go-to verses, church? What do you put into the bank? What are some of your go-to verses? Man, I love coming to a place to know the Word of God is powerful, that I can dip into it when I'm going through a season and say, listen, no weapon formed against me will prosper. I know that. I know that He will charge His angels concerning me, Psalm 91. I know that. I know that I will not be afraid. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you according to my righteous right hand. Like Isaiah 41:10. Like, what are some of your bank verses? You're like, listen, I need to walk in that power. I need to walk in that strength. I'm going through a season, but I'm not doing it alone. Church, I love the word. Digest it, study it, know it, memorize it, put it on 3x5 cards, put it on your phone, just get it in front of you, digest it, swallow it, put it in you. And you come to a place, I love this, because if you could put Ephesians 1, please, 18 and 19. We've covered this for, I think, 5 weeks, I think, maybe six. I'm not even sure. And this power piece, this third part to this was supposed to be 1 week. This is third week. It says this, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know, I love this, this is Paul, we've talked about it, you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, what is the surpassing, here it is, the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe, they are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. What is the surpassing greatness of his power? That his power surpasses greatness, it is towards us, it has a plan and a purpose within us by his spirit. And man, we've been on this thing for 3 weeks so that we would understand, God, there is something supernatural that can take place within my soul that is a strength that is not my own. Come on, I want you to see this, Exodus 15. This is Moses and the children of Israel. This is their time of celebration. Listen, next week we start our new series on praise and worship. The series is entitled Honor the King. And what's it look like when you come to a place to understand? We got a lot of new people, BC, a lot of new families. Maybe they've never heard teaching on praise and worship. Maybe we just need a refresher course on what is our place and our posture and our position and why is it that we worship and why is it that we praise? And this whole series is entitled Honor the King. Because I think we come in to give honor to him as we praise and as we worship. And we're going to see in Exodus 15 where this is a demonstration of Moses and the children of Israel celebrating the very miraculous work of God coming out of Egypt. And I love it. It's so fitting for even the sense of today. Here it is. Look at this. Verse 1, for Exodus 15. Look at it with me, please. Here we go. And then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord and said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider has hurled into the sea. And the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. Listen, they're given this song after their backs were against the wall, after they had no place to turn, just coming out of Egypt. God did this miraculous exodus out of Egypt. God freed them from slavery to go into the promised land. And here, Pharaoh releases them and lets them go. And then Pharaoh changes his mind and starts chasing them down. After he released them, they find themselves between the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army. Can't cross the Red Sea. It's a raging sea at this point. And his finest chariots and his finest soldiers are coming. And they would just tear these millions of people. Listen. Israel was about millions of people. And they would have just tore them up and killed them all. So what do? When your back is against the wall and you really have really no options. I can't go this way. And I can't go that way. And God, once again, does this amazing delivering miracle. And here, this is after the fact, and they are in this place of praise. And you got to understand something. The point is this. This word praise, it means celebration, with loud, boast-like celebration. And listen, tonight you're going to scream. If you're a San Francisco fan, when that touchdown you score, that one touchdown, you're going to scream like crazy. And then Kansas City with Mahomes probably throwing up 35 points. You guys are going to go nuts every time they cross the lake. There's going to be a celebration over your team. Like, church, why is it that we, and I think we are very good at worship. I think we're good at our time of celebration. But for new people come in this place, this is why we celebrate. This is why we are exuberant in regards to our celebration to our God, as we have the greatest victory of the cross. And here, this is, that's all next week. But this is what Moses and the people of Israel were celebrating. I will praise him. I will celebrate my Father God, and I will extol him. I will raise high. I will lift high. For watch this, verse 3. For the Lord is a warrior. Listen, when we start identifying power and authority and dominion and might that is not in our own, but it's his power, dominion, authority, and might that reigns within us, we have to begin to realize God is a warrior. I love this because sometimes people can paint God as some powder puff. Some people can paint God as this little wimpy little thing. No. God is a warrior. And I want you to see this, because when we know there's a power and there's authority that surpasses greatness, my God is a warrior, man. He's not some powder puff God. He is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he cast into the sea. And the chariots of his officers were drowned in the Red Sea. and the deeps covered them. They went down to the depths like a stone. You ever skip a stone or just throw rocks? Like it just, it hits, it sinks. Eventually, when the stone stops skipping, it drops. And I love Moses' explanation in this. I love how creative he is in his explanation. And it was just like when you throw a stone in, it just drops to the bottom. And he's defining the chariots and the men, the army. And I love this. Watch this. Watch this. Verse 6. For your right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. It's majestic. It's glorious. It's large. It's bright in power, in dominion and authority. We're talking about the surpassing greatness of his power. And in your right hand. See, when the Bible begins to proclaim things, will you begin to see his righteous right hand? Do not be afraid, for I will be with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. By what? By my righteous right hand. There's so much in Scripture. And when you see that, it's referencing his ability. Our God is able, church. Our God is able. For your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. And in the greatness, watch this, in the greatness of your excellence, you overthrow those who rise up against you, and you send forth your burning anger, and it consumes them like chaff. I love verse 8. At the blast of your nostrils. Look at how Moses defines this. At the blast of your nostrils, the waters were piled up. God, you blew your nose. You were so powerful. You blew your nose and the Red Sea split. Far on this side and far on that side, the water piled up because you blew your nose. I love that. I love how Moses comes up with this. Man, you blew your nostrils and bam, whoop, dry ground. Right here they have, they're back against the wall with no way out. Death is around the corner. And they actually thought God abandoned them. You brought us out here to die? You brought us out here for a show? And God's like, listen, Moses, put out your staff. And then all of a sudden, what do you do with that? This is the response to that as they're singing this song of celebratory praise. I love this. At the blast of your nostrils, the waters were piled. This is true story. This is what God did. Same God that's in us by power, might, and authority is the same God who split the sea because he blew his nostrils. Same God. I love this. Watch this. The flowing waters stood up like a heap. The deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, watch this. The enemy said, verse 9, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be gratified. Watch this. Will be gratified with them. I will draw out my sword and my hand will destroy them. You blew with your wind and the sea covered them. And they sank like lead in the mighty waters. There is nothing difficult for the Lord. Ah, Lord God, behold, you made the heavens and the earth. By your great power and your outstretched arm, for nothing is too difficult for you. Jeremiah 32:17. And you come to a place to bank on that. God, by your outstretched arm, by your great power, by your ability, you created the sun, the moon, and the stars, the heavens and the earth. God, you created by your great power, by your outstretched arm, for nothing is too difficult for you. Church, what happens when you begin to look at this and say, my God is all powerful and nothing is too hard for him. And I love even when the enemy comes against, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. And then you blew with your wind, the sea covered them and they sank like lead in the mighty waters. Good luck with that. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Church, what happens when you and I come to a place to really believe this? What happens to our soul? What happens to our strength? What happens to our heart? What happens to our direction? What happens to our purpose? What happens to our plan when we come to a place to really buy in that I belong to a God who is all powerful and there is nothing too difficult for him. He can do all things. Watch this. This is where Moses is. He's writing and singing, and he says this. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonder? I love this, awesome in praises. And this is a Tehillah praise, and this is one with songs and with instruments, and they're making loud noises with instruments and with voices as a choir to give awesome praises, working wonders. You stretched out, here it is again, you stretched out your right hand, and the earth swallowed them. What an amazing picture of just a sliver of the power of God. Come on, 2 Corinthians, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I want you to see this. This was our third point 3 weeks ago, and we're hitting it today. So come on, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. This is, again, Paul writing to the church at Corinth, and I want you to see something, because this is so valuable to you and I. And honestly, sometimes, watch this, sometimes you and I may be taking hits just because we stand for God, because we've made a stance for truth, because we've made a stance that it is Jesus alone, and it's only Jesus. And we make that stance, and we stand, and we hold firm that it is Christ alone. It isn't X, Y, Z. There is no other options. It's Jesus Christ. Who has the Son? He who has the Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have eternal life. It's just that simple. What happens when you and I come to a place to say, I will hold the ground to say Jesus Christ is it. He is the only way. If I have him in my life, being born again, believer in him, I have eternal life. If I don't have him, I don't have life. And Paul writes to this sense to say, listen, if you hold your ground to that, you're going to take some hits. And maybe even some of our suffering, and maybe even some of the season that we're in, is because you held and you hold and you stay firm and you're immovable. And you know, I'm going to hold my ground. I know this is right. I know who Christ is, and I will hold my ground to the end. I will be steadfast and immovable, and I will always abound in the work of the Lord because I know it's not empty. And Paul talks to this fact. Look at this, verse 4. 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whose case the God of this world, that's Satan, in whose case the God of this world, watch this, has blinded the minds of the unbeliever so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Watch this again, verse 4. For in this case the God of this world, that's Satan, has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they may not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Church, what do you do with that verse when you know, man, we're battling against an enemy, and it is Satan's full intent that nobody would come to know Christ. It is his full intent to blind the minds and the eyes of the unbeliever so that they would never come to a place of light. Well, who stands in the way of that? Reality, here it is. Who is it that gets in the way, that looks at that verse and say, no, that can't happen? Church, it's us. You and I stand in that way as salt and light. You and I, listen, you got to hear this, because there's so much to this to know. The enemy has it. He doesn't give a flip what you believe, as long as it's not Jesus. He doesn't give a flip how much money you make, as long as you don't know Christ. He doesn't care if you believe in every spider web that he's ever created. As long as it's not Jesus, he could care less. He's got one plan. He's got one purpose. And that is to blind the eyes and the minds so that these would not come to a place to know the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God. Well, isn't it crazy that God of all power and might says, Sean, I'm putting the church in direct resistance to that. It's you and me who he's called to be a city on a hill for all to see. It's you and me he's called to be salt and light. It's you and me he's called to stand firm in our ground, to get in the way of Satan's plan. It's you and me. That you and I would be unashamed of the gospel. For it is the power. Here it is again. Same word. It is the power of God unto salvation. That you and I would never be ashamed of the gospel. Because you and I are in the way of verse 4. Verse 5, we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus is Lord. And yourselves as bondservants for Jesus' sake. For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, and one who has shown in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Verse 7, watch this. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And the word this treasure is talking about the gospel. It's talking about Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Don't miss this. Earthen vessels is clay pots. Something that's fragile. Something that easily can be broken. But I love this because it's not talking about us and our fragile selves as clay pots. It's talking about whom we carry. It's talking about that which within the clay. You and I amongst ourselves are just a fragile, broken piece of clay. But we carry something so special. It's this treasure in earthen vessels so that, watch this, surpassing greatness of the power. Have we heard that again and again in the last 3 weeks? The surpassing greatness of the power. Listen, in this special treasure, the gospel, Jesus Christ, in us as clay pots, but that which is in the clay pots is the surpassing greatness of his power. Watch this. Will be of God and not of ourselves. I want you to see this in verse 8. Because this is what I really believe from Scripture is, if you've come to a place, watch this, here it is. Listen, church, we're building warriors here. Please know that. We believe this, man, that you would be strong in the Lord and mighty in his strength. That you and I would understand what it means to go to battle. You and I would understand what it means to be warriors. You and I would understand we're not building any powder puff as followers of Christ in this church. Because I believe this. If you've come to a place to make a stand, to say, God, I'm all in, I surrender. I'm dead to myself. I pick up my cross daily and I follow you. I follow you. I follow you. I'm in. Then guess what? There's going to be persecution and there's going to be hits that you're going to have to endure. You're just going to have to. And it might be a family member. It might be a husband who says, I'm out. It might be a wife who says, I'm done. I'm not doing that. You're crazy being a Christian. You're crazy to stand on this. It might be people you work with. It might be. But listen. This is, I want to tell you the good news here, because I think this is where he writes this. For this treasure that's in us as earthen vessels. For the surpassing greatness of his power. Because you and I stand. Watch this. You and I stand in the way. So this region can come to a place to know Christ. Church, it is our desperate desire to win as many people as we possibly can win, to come to know Christ as Lord and Savior in the very short time that we have. And that means at times we got to fight. But watch this. Look at verse 8. For we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. And afflicted, it means pressure on every side. Man, I just feel this pressure, man. I feel like I'm being afflicted in every way, man. It comes from the east, south, north, and west. I just feel like I'm in the middle of it, man. In every way, I feel like I'm getting afflicted. But here, watch this, but you're not crushed. Watch this, here it is. I'm perplexed, but not despairing. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. I love this. Watch this, man. I'm afflicted. I'm perplexed. I'm persecuted. I'm struck down. Why did this? Listen, this happens to us who walk in a place to say, no, I hold my ground. I won't budge. I know this is true. I know who Christ is. I know he's the only answer. And I know there's a heaven. And I know there's a hell. And I know it's those who have the Son who have life. And those who don't have the Son, they don't have life. I know this. And we're in the way. Church, we're in the way. As salt and as light, those who carry that authority, those who walk in that surpassing greatness of his power that is towards us who believe. And it's not for you. The truth is this. You come to a place, say, listen, I am afflicted. I am perplexed. I'm persecuted, and I'm struck down. Here it is. But I love this. But I'm not crushed. I'm not despairing. I'm not forsaken. I'm not left alone. I'm not abandoned. And I'm not destroyed. I'm going to go through it, but I'm going to get up. I'm going to feel the pressure, but I'm going to hold strong. Man, I can go through this. I can get through this. I can get through this, for nothing is too difficult for the Lord. I know that he is with me. I know that he strengthens me. I know that he upholds me. I know with his righteous right hand, he leads me and he guides me. I know that God is with me. I only need to be still. There's moments in our lives that we truly allow God to fight for us, to know God. God is, I can be bold and confident. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. For what can man do to me? Hebrews 13:6. And we come to this place, say, God, I need a confidence and I need a boldness to know, God, I will not be afraid because I know that you will help me. I know your power is towards me. I know I walk in this dominion. And I know that, watch this, when I'm afflicted, I'm not crushed. When I'm perplexed, I'm not despairing. When I'm persecuted, I'm not abandoned. When I'm struck down, I'm not destroyed. In him, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. Church, where are you in this? I really believe that this is perfect timing. If you would just bow your heads, please. We got to go, and I want you to get this, please. Truly, it is our desire here at church. It's our desire as Believers Chapel that you would be inspired. You would be encouraged. You'd be challenged. That there would be change. Not on a surface level, man. I don't want you to have goosebumps. I want something different in our soul through this. Man, I want our soul in this series to have been strengthened, man. I want our soul in this series to be strong. Stronger than it was. So if my soul is good, I can handle the surface stuff. And if I fall down, watch it. If I fall down, I'm getting back up. And if I fall again, I'm getting back up. And if I fall again, I'm getting back up. I will not be destroyed. I'm not abandoned. I'm not forsaken. Father, we just look to you to strengthen our souls in this moment, God, wherever we're at. To know, God, we can walk through suffering and we can walk through taking our hits as a follower of you. But we know it's not in vain. Lord, it is not empty. It's not a waste. Lord, you are with us. And if our back is against the wall, we have no way out. Lord, I believe that you can provide a way. We trust you. You are our shelter, and you are our shield, and you are our refuge. And we will trust in you. Psalm 91:2, Lord, we will trust in you. You shelter us. You keep us. We will never give up. We will never give in. We will never quit. We fall, we get up. In Jesus' name, come on, amen.